the game that you had today, the Cup Championship, and now you're going to the Super Bowl. Can you just tell us an emotion of being at this point in your career right now?
Words can't really describe what I feel right now. I said it out there, all glory belongs to God. I mean, I wouldn't be here without any of that, and just I'm grateful and humbled to be a part of this team, to be in this moment, to share it with our family, our fans, all the people that love the Philadelphia Eagles, this franchise, my teammates. It is honestly unbelievable, and words just can't describe.
Nick, you said last week that there were many chances down the field that you guys had to take. Was that the plan going in?
Yeah, we want to be aggressive. I mean, this is Minnesota, one of the best teams in football. Obviously, their defense is one of the top defenses in the league, so we had to go right at them and be aggressive. And we were able to execute well. That's a great team. But I was really proud of our guys for our execution today, and we were able to get a great victory. And now we're heading to the Super Bowl. It was pretty unreal.
Well, did you know you were in rhythm and you had it going on today?
I mean, felt good before the game, and you know, being the NFC Championship game, my first time to ever play in it, just the journey that's happened the last several years, it's an emotional thing, so you just want to settle in. But very soon, just looking at the guys on the sidelines pregame, being in the locker room, everyone was just locked in. Because I'm going to say it again, like, we lean on each other. We play for each other, and that's what's special about this team is, you know, there's never going to be a time where we turn on each other or anything. We're always going to be there to support each other. And that's a beautiful thing about the Philadelphia Eagles. And just going into the game, just getting first downs. We missed a couple of big plays early, but we just kept firing. Coach Pearson called an amazing game, and we were able to execute.
Nick, what was the bucket game?
Just I think the big thing tonight is we were able to do a bunch of different stuff. If you watch the game, there's try to keep them out of rhythm because that defense does a really good job. If they can catch your rhythm, they're, almost unstoppable. But we were able to keep them off balance. And anytime you go against any sort of defense, you want to keep them off balance. So I think we did a great job of that. The coaches did an amazing job giving us, the scheme this week. And the guys did a great job executing it tonight.
First touchdown to Alshon. What was kind of going on there? It seemed like a scramble play.
Yeah, it was sort of a broken play where they thought they probably had a sack, and I was able to get out, and Alshon made an amazing play. He saw the coverage, and he sort of approached it like a scramble drill, and I was able to get away and get the ball out there to him. He made a great catch, and the O-line did a great job blocking all night, first and foremost.
How much did that pick six early in the game pump up the offense? Why had to be forward and then Patrick gets the interception?
I don't think it just pumped up the offense. I think it pumped up the whole city of Philadelphia. I think everyone down Broad Street heard that. And I can only imagine what's going on Broad Street right now. I know everyone's having a good time, as they should. But that pick six, anytime you get a pick six, that's a momentum change. P. Rob, that was huge. He made a play, and, it was unbelievable. Biggest play of the game right there, momentum shift.
There were a couple missed opportunities on that first drive, but guys were free.
Yeah.
Was that the message after that drive that we can
I think those guys? I think the big thing is we were ready for the challenge. Our guys didn't go out there and play with fear. We wanted to play aggressive. We believe in each other. We lean on each other, and we knew we could make some big plays. We missed some early, but it didn't change Coach Pearson's game plan calling, and our mentality never changed. We were just going to go out there and play, and we executed at a high level tonight. In sports, everything's a process. Anything you do in life, when you work at it, it's a process, and you can't give up. Everyone wants to, when it's a bad outing, wants to be really critical, and I get it. That's part of media. I totally understand. But as players, I think, the special thing is no one in the locker room doubted me. Everyone just kept believing. We kept working. We kept getting more reps in practice. We went into more games. And it's just a rhythm thing. You just have to keep working. You're not going to always have a great day. I'm sure down the road I'm going to play a bad game again. Like, that's the game of football. You're going out there and you're competing at a high level. So you should never get down. You should always learn from those experiences and then look forward to working through them, because that's the beautiful thing. When you look back at the journey and realized that it wasn't always great. You know, there was bumps in the road, but you were able to overcome them with, you know, the people that are around you, the people that believe in you and love you. I mean, that's a special thing, and that's where, in this moment, it's something I reflect on. There's so many people in my life that have been there for me, my family, my wife, my parents, my in-laws, my brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, sisters. I mean, in this moment, I reflect on them and just so grateful for them, grateful for the family I have. And that's what's so special about moments like this, because you have an opportunity to reflect and be grateful.
And how about that, you played the game before, you had to set a touchdown game, obviously. Was that the best game considering the circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't even had time to really comprehend what is going on, to be honest. Like, I don't know if I ever will. It's just, it's unbelievable. When I was up on that stage, that's something you dream about as a kid. And, you know, just being the magnitude of this game and for us to go out as a team and put together a great performance, I mean, that's something really special.
Just before you came out of the game, there was a moment where you met Doug on the sideline and he said something to you. What did he say and what was that moment like?
You know, Coach Peterson is an unbelievable coach to play for. And, you know, in that moment, it's simply just, you know, proud of me, proud of us. I'm proud of him. Because it's been a journey. I mean, this has been a crazy journey this year with what's gone on. It's been, I mean, if you really look at it in detail, all the obstacles, all the injuries, everything. Y'all know it all. Y'all write about it all the time. It's a testament to the coaches we have, the people at the NovaCare facility, all the players. And in that moment, it's just an embrace. I mean, Coach Peterson was the one who drafted me. He was the only coach who flew down to Texas and worked me out. I was only worked out by one team privately, and it was by Coach Peterson. And then Coach Reed and the Philadelphia Eagles took a chance on me. So in that moment, to win this game for him and this organization is something very special.
You said no one in that locker room got you. How did you know that? Was something ever said to the guys?
You can just feel it. When people doubt you, you can feel it. I mean, we're all human. Like, we can keep it real. Like, someone doubts you, you know. These guys I played with, and they knew that I would eventually just keep working at it. They know me as a person. They know me as a player. And we just kept working. We kept getting extra routes. We kept working on all the little things. We kept talking through everything. And that's, you know, a testament to them. And I'm grateful that these are my teammates.
Your movement in the pocket tonight was outstanding. I know a lot of that is instinctive, but was there anything else, like maybe comfort with the game plan or just the flow of the game that allowed you to move that way?
You know, the O-line did a great job. I mean, that's a really good defensive front, and they do a lot of different looks. So there's some different blitzes that we had to pick up. So there's a little bit more movement in the pocket just from the different blitz angles. But I just felt comfortable. I trust the guys up front. I know they always do an amazing job. I mean, that's the key to an offense is the offensive line. And we have, you know, the most athletic, best offensive line in the league. I mean, those guys are unbelievable. I mean, each one of them can probably beat me in a race. That's how athletic they are. So it's to have them in front of me to block and do everything they do. They did a great job all night, and I just had to move around a little bit in the pocket. That's it. But they picked it all up.
Quarterback, how much do you enjoy Doug's aggressiveness, whether it's going down the field with a few seconds left in the first half or the flea flicker?
Yeah.
How much do you guys enjoy playing for a coach that aggressive?
Oh, we love it. I think he just has such a great feel for the game. He played quarterback for a long time. He's coached for a long time. He can feel it. And that's where the keeping the team off balance and knowing what's working for us and the rhythm of the offense. Football is a game of rhythm. And, you know, tonight the downfield stuff opened up and we were able to execute that. Every week it changes, though. I mean, the last week, you know, y'all talked about how short everything was and – but that's the game plan. I mean, it's different defense. Not every single defense in the NFL plays the same way. So this defense was a different defense than last week, and, you know, we'll face another defense this next week.
Luke Carson was one of the first people to greet you when you came off the field. What did he say to you? And just what has he meant in terms of game planning and being in your corner in the last couple of weeks?
I mean, everything. I mean, it's, you know, Carson, Nate, and I have worked together this entire year, you know, and he's a huge reason we're in this position. And, you know, it's been awesome just being around him and just seeing, you know, he's handled this thing amazing. And he continues to be such a great leader in the locker room. When we go through a game plan, when we watch film in the morning, when we go through everything, he's an extremely intelligent player. So I listen to everything he says. But, you know, in that moment, you just embrace. I mean, it's been a crazy year. It's been a long year. We work together every single day, long hours. And, You know, you don't really have to say anything. A hug goes a long ways.
Is Doug the most aggressive and, some guys have said, unconventional coach that you've played for?
I've played for some amazing coaches. Doug's an unbelievable play caller. But the thing, you know, it's hard to, like, rank because, I mean, there's so many great coaches, but he's definitely up there. I know he'd probably tell you, too, like, we have a great staff that works with him to create these game plans. And then he does a great job of executing when to call each thing. But our staff is unbelievable at game planning, putting us in position, whether it's the run game, the pass game, the screen game, whatever it may be, the attention to details, they're unbelievable. I mean, we go into a game feeling 100% confident because of our staff and the work they put in, the long hours they do to get this game plan to us to go out there and execute. So that's a lot when you're an athlete, when you go out there and you trust everything.
What was the reaction when Doug called the flea flicker? What was the reaction at all?
I think you just try not to smile.
We have time for one more.
It might have. I don't know if I've ever run a flea flicker. So it was my first time, so I just tried not to smile. Because, I mean, anytime you're a quarterback and you can do a little play like that, I mean, it's pretty exciting. And sometimes they go really bad. So I'm just glad it worked and, we were able to get a touchdown out of it.
That was the loudest you'd ever heard of the lake, especially on the pick six. You played more than a couple of games here. Was that the loudest?
Absolutely. And this place gets loud. And I said it during the press conference this week, like, the fans were amazing. I mean, that is so hard when you're the opposing offense and you're trying to get your checks, you're trying to communicate, you're trying to say the play in the huddle, you're trying to do all these things. Like, that is a huge advantage, and it's shown throughout these last several years here in Philadelphia, the loudness of the fans and the passion of the fans. And that's why this thing is also so special, because we got to celebrate this victory in the Link, in Philadelphia, and just have everyone going crazy. And I know everyone's going to enjoy themselves tonight. Please be safe, but have fun.
Thanks, guys.